This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by Wendy Muller, Sean Hall, Mike Spittler, Andrew Hopkins, and Jonathan Wilson.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
The English contribution to world cuisine. The chip. What do the English usually eat with chips to make them more interesting?
Wait a moment! It's fish!
Fish posting the following statement, which reads, in part, quoting Al, "We keep waiting for someone to come over and tell us that there is a solution and that the festival can go on. Unfortunately, it is not possible."
This weekend's Curveball Festival has been canceled, leaving many people disappointed.
Okay, hold on. I smell marijuana smoke. That better be medicinal.
If fish don't see a prescription slip, we are out of here.
We can wait all night, people. Here we go. Head to toe, spread throughout the body. Whoa, this guy is seriously ill.
My doctor never told me that. I had to hear it from fish.
A one, a two, a you know what to do.
Hi, and welcome to episode 139 of Radio Labyrinth, Jeff. 138 was last week's episode with Waco Gwynn and Roger Black, a.k.a. Yucca the Clown. Hi, everybody. Jeff.
Hey.
Steph.
Hello.
Guests.
Hey.
Hey. Yes, we are joined tonight. We have two awesome guests. We have Josh Warren and Syl Turner.
That's right. We're action show.
Action show.
Action show.
Action show.
What kind of action?
All the action.
Every kind of action.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, we do a lot of tropes.
What is that? I don't know what tropes means.
Like genres.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Genres.
So we make fun of like TV and film.
Awesome.
Of all eras. Yeah. 70s, 80s, and today.
I tried to open your website, but it wouldn't open in here. Do you still have that website?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I believe it's actionshowstudios.com.
Actionshowstudios.com. Maybe it's right, blocked in here. Is there a lot of naughty stuff on it?
Not that I know.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Well, guys, thank you for coming in. I have to do some complaining. Right. It won't take very long. Mm-hmm. And some other things. Because we haven't been on in 2 weeks. This is we recorded a show 2 weeks ago, again, with the guys from Paradise PD. When does that debut, Jeff?
The 31st.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah.
Sounds like it's going to be funny.
It looks funny. The previews all look great. But before we get to all that...
Housekeeping.
A little bit of housekeeping. Radio Labyrinth will be live again. Did you know about this? No. Radio Labyrinth live with Tim Andrews and others. So you are welcome to come if you like.
And this was at, where is this?
Jeff will be out of town.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
This is Saturday, September 29th at 3 p.m., 529 Bar, 529 Flat Shoals Avenue, Southeast in Atlanta. Now, why are we doing this? Well, come watch us live for only $10 or purchase a weekend pass at redclaycomedy.com. It is the Red Clay Comedy Festival, put on by our good friend Michael Albanese, comedian in his own right, lives in New York City.
He's been on the show.
Yeah, he's been on the show a couple times. We are going to be down there live for 1 hour. And when you hear this, you can go, if you're interested, you can go to Facebook where there will be a link to purchase tickets to our event, or you can purchase a weekend pass, which I believe will get you in to the recording, a weekend pass for the entire event. We, Radio Labyrinth, will have some t-shirts and hats on sale to purchase. And you can enjoy a whole bunch of comedy if you want to see more than just us. The Red Clay Comedy Festival returns to Atlanta September 28th through 30th, 2018, with comedians Janine Garofalo, Ron Funches, Joe DeRosa. You guys know all those people.
Some heavy hitters this year.
The American-born Desi Comedians Tour, which is also, I'm looking forward to that as well, and 30 of the best comedians from around the world. All the shows take place within 2 blocks of one another in the historic East Atlanta Village. Again, for all the information, go to redclaycomedy.com and then go back to the Radio Labyrinth Facebook page for our exclusive ticket link, okay? that's that. So we're going to be live down there. I would love it if you could come.
Can I bring a lot of dogs?
No, you can't bring any dog. What are you calling a prank? No dogs allowed. You want to come, Josh?
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun.
Sounds like
you want to sit with me and whoever else shows up?
Dude, look at me like that.
Yeah, that sounds great. I love Mike Albanese.
If you're Saturdays are you have the whole week. I know you're.
It's not even that. I just, you know.
You want your weekend?
No, I mean.
Plus, she had some mean stuff to say about Ron Funches.
You shut your mouth. I do not talk about him or his autistic son.
All right, so join me and Josh.
Yeah, just remind me about it.
I will remind you about it, but I would love to have you if you want to come. We'll just sit and shoot the shit, do some impressions, have fun with the audience.
Yeah, that sounds like a great time.
All right, cool.
You guys both got to stay in Trump character the entire hour.
I'll lose that. Sure.
I don't feel like that's going to go well at Flatchel.
So, guys, again, Josh and Syl, you guys are from?
Action Show.
Action Show.
So what's going on?
So we're putting on a festival the week before the Red Clay Festival.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wouldn't have stepped on yours.
Had we not
scheduled to be there live. You know, I don't want to conflict anything.
Let's promote all the comedy.
All local comedy.
It's all about comedy festivals.
Right.
It's comedy festival season in Atlanta.
It is.
So
When's Laughing Skull? That's in the spring.
Yeah.
And then
the submissions are now, though.
Pettis is bringing back
the Resurgence Festival.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
In November. So leading up to Resurgence, we've got Action Fest Beta Test,
mm-hmm.
921 and 922, which is all local, just different improv and mm-hmm. comedy, sketch, one-person shows and stand-up.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Now, what are you guys going to do? Are you just putting it on? I'm sure you'll perform, right?
Yeah, we're doing both.
All right.
Yeah. Where's that going to be at?
A Relapse Theater.
Right. Nice.
So just one theater. Where is Relapse Theater?
It's on 14th Street.
Right down here.
It's all in like an old church.
It's like a block from the Silver Skillet. Best breakfast around.
Yeah. It's Atlanta's best kept secret.
What, the Silver Skillet?
Yeah.
Oh, the Relapse Theater. Oh, okay.
I think it's really cool. It's like underground. It's basically like subterranean.
Yeah. You have to go downstairs.
There's a lot of crazy artwork in it. And they've got a full pour bar.
Yeah.
It's one of the best rooms to see comedy for sure, and improv for sure. Because everybody that comes there, they're all listening. It's not a bunch of just jock jerks that are just happen to show up somewhere. Everybody
I like
there
to jerk
is to
jocks.
See. I know you do.
Jerking jocks. So, Josh, you've been on the show before. We know about you. Syl, you've never been on the show. Tell us. Pull that mic over so it's right in front of you.
All right, in front of my face.
Yeah,
how's that?
Yeah. Tell us about yourself, man.
Well, with my career with Action Show began. I don't know how long we've been doing this, but Josh was actually one of my first improv teachers. And then...
Where'd you go to class? Relapse?
We were at the... Actually, Village Theater.
Village
Theater,
okay.
Yeah, so we were... I went through a number of classes with Josh, and then... And then eventually we teamed up and became... And then when
became Atlanta's greatest... Action Force.
And this came out of that? You two created Action?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like your name, it just rings of like a 70s soft rock band, like Seals and Warren, you know? It just has that feel to it.
Josh and Syl.
Yeah. The 70s soft rock.
Yeah.
Can't call it Yacht Rock or the Yacht Rock dudes will sue you.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, this will be like Action Yacht Rock.
Action.
It'll be a little different. Yeah.
Action Rock.
Catamaran Rock.
Yeah.
Nah, I spent like 15 minutes watching the Phil Collins In the Air Tonight video that Josh posted.
What?
What are you talking about?
From Miami Vice, the first episode of Miami Vice.
Yeah.
He's in the car with...
Tubbs?
No, not with Tubbs.
I saw his old partner. He's like, I trusted you.
I trusted you.
is that from the pilot?
Yeah.
God, I don't remember that at all.
So good.
I thought it was the alligator.
It revolutionized television.
Oh.
Yeah, cops can drive real expensive cars and wear real expensive clothes.
Music in the background.
Yeah.
And he still had the spider at that point. He hadn't moved on to the...
Yeah, yeah.
Which was... was the dream car.
Which, you know, that Daytona was a... it was a kit car.
Right.
So it was a fake Ferrari.
Oh, really?
And apparently that's why they got the Testarossa, because Ferrari was like, holy shit, the show's so popular. Yeah. Let's just give them a new car. So they blew up the old one.
I've never known a cop that wouldn't take in kickbacks that drove what? Something like that. I don't know any cops.
Well, he couldn't afford socks. I mean, it's like he had some problems.
Nobody wore socks back then. Just pastel t-shirts and white suits.
He also had a fetus alligator.
It was a baby. It never did grow up.
Where'd he keep it?
In a jar.
He lived on a boat.
Remember the boat?
Who lived on a boat?
Crockett.
Where'd Sonny live?
That's Sonny.
Okay.
Sonny Crockett.
Where'd Tubbs live?
Tubbs had like a nice apartment.
Yeah, he was more upscale.
All right, so Sonny Crockett is the one that had the alligator.
Right.
And he drove a Ferrari, and he lived on a boat.
Right.
And then his daughter grew up to do softcore porn.
Oh, Don Johnson style.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which No, Sonny Crockett.
Yeah, I like to believe that she's Sonny Crockett.
Yeah. Sonny Crockett's daughter would have ended up on Bang Bus down there in Florida. That's where all that shit is. You don't know what Bang Bus is?
No, I don't know about Bang Bus.
Or Bang Bros? You really don't know?
No.
Bang Bros is a...
You're the only one that knows what that is.
Oh, everybody
knows. Yeah, you try to corrupt the youth.
You know what Bang Bus is.
I know what it is. It's not because I watched Bang Bus.
Tim texted us a picture one time of a porn set, and then he got mad at us because we didn't know what set it was from. Like, what movie?
It was a black couch, and I figured everybody knows what the black couch is. That's backroom casting couch.
Nobody knows but you, dude.
So they go around in a bus and like recruit people. Is that what?
Well, it's ostensibly they go around. It's fake.
The premise is they're just
picking up girls on the street
and then
banging them.
Banging them on a bus.
Okay, now I get it.
Super hot.
Dumping them out on the street
as opposed to Captain Stabbing, which is the same thing but on a boat.
On a boat.
Oh, and then there's like people that are just floating from shipwrecks.
Yes.
They have to push them out.
I've been waiting for you forever.
Is there cabin too?
Cabin? Well, no, I don't know. He does it on the bow.
It's set in the 40s. They all came off the USS Indianapolis.
Yes.
Jesus.
No, Captain Stabbing.
A lot of sharks on that one.
And that stuff's tame.
They all have black doll's eyes.
They do. Yeah, dude, they do. It's you guys, I'm glad to hear that the youth aren't into porn.
You're definitely probably the only one in this room who's been to an actual bukkake shoot. So, just saying.
Where did that take place?
At a hotel in Dunwoody. When it was for Southern Bukkake, you know, the great Southern Bukkake series of films.
Classics. I have that on Blu-ray.
It's like Steel Magnolias, but with jizz.
But with a lot of jizz, yeah. Okay, I'm with you.
Shelby? We got invited to cover this for the old radio show that I was on, The Regular Guys. So there was a producer named Sebastian.
Yeah, I remember Sebastian.
And we went there to cover it. And
he covered it, all right.
The thing was, the woman having everything, you know, shot on her, she had a husband, and the husband was in the other room. It was a suite in a hotel. The husband sat in the other room reading Star Wars novella, you know, from the old, you know, it was canon, but
Timothy Zahn.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, extended universe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like what Disney did with all that either. But to tie it back to the porn, there was a lady, like an older. No, she wasn't old, but she was like Scandinavian or some shit. She's out in the living room just taking one in the mouth, fluffing dudes. And then 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys are in there just railing the other chick. I think it was a blow bang, so there wasn't any penetration.
I remember I asked you about it, and all you said was the smell.
Yeah, it smelled. It smelled. Antiseptic smell, plus body, plus fluids.
It was just like really musky.
Yeah.
Was it bleachy smelling? Bleachy?
It was like a pile of towels that didn't dry all the way in the dryer, and you left them in there a week.
They were all your jizz rags.
Yeah.
Tim, have you been cleaning pools again?
Pools.
This locker room.
So where were we?
Action show.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how we got from Crockett and Tubbs, though. Who brought up the blow?
Because I brought up the Crockett and Tubbs thing because Josh posted that video, and I sat and watched the entire video.
We accidentally recreated that, and then... episode of Action Show.
Yeah.
Where can people watch that?
Yeah, I got to see this.
That one might actually be on YouTube from a while ago.
It's from a really bad angle of a single camera.
It's filmed from the back seat of a 150 seat theater. on a cell phone.
But that when I saw the video, I kind of expected Josh or somebody that I knew to be in the video. I didn't expect it to just be a straight entire episode of Miami Vice.
No, it's my favorite show of all time.
Do you do any impressions from Miami Vice?
I mean, I just do Crockett, pal.
Yeah.
And then Tubbs, you know. Listen to me, Crockett. He's got this thing going on, man.
You do Edward James almost.
Oh, yeah.
Tim, you do Edward James.
Do you do Edward James?
Oh, I do.
Maybe Battlestar Galactica.
Adama.
Fix my fixer up for me, Chief.
I thought you did.
It was the children. Get out of my office, do it for
Crockett.
The children.
Go ahead. Do that again.
Get out of my office, Crockett. And then Crockett slams the door.
Best soundtracks.
Yeah.
Live for them.
That 80s shit, man. I don't know if you guys remember this, but it was that, and then the Michelob commercial started with the rock music, and it was Eric Clapton, Wonderful Tonight, over top of the After Midnight, over the Michelob. What was that? It wasn't Michelob Ultra. It was Michelob.
Dry.
Something like that. Yeah. Was that what it called?
Michelob Ice.
No. Boo. That's
just Michelob Dry.
Michelob Dry.
Michelob Dry.
Yeah.
So it was when they used to be able to put beer and cigarette commercials on television.
Yeah.
Well, hi, I'm Don Johnson.
I smoke Camel Lights.
No, they banned cigarette smoking commercials in the 70s, the early 70s. I remember seeing them, and they banned them. Yeah, because it stopped everyone from smoking as soon as they banned them. No one ever picked up a cigarette again.
Well, the Truth commercials, they're just...
Oh, those are bullshit.
Well, the Surgeon General made, you know, whoever the cigarette company is...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they
make
have to produce
commercials.
Part of the taxes on the tobacco companies pay for those commercials.
That's tell great.
Not to smoke.
Yeah. Any publicity is good publicity. As long as they spell your name right.
We don't want you to smoke. So, Josh, you recently were on an episode of Misfits and Monsters, the Patsy episode that aired last week.
That's right.
Yeah. How'd you get that gig, man? You got a good agent, or you just show up?
Yeah, I got a good agent, and then I just show up to auditions. Yeah.
It's a two-part.
I've got this whole thing going on where I'm just like, I don't care anymore. And I go in and just do my audition, and it's like, well, you want to do another one? Nah, I'm good with that one.
Really?
And then I've been booking more often.
So confidence works.
Yeah, it's the confidence. Yeah. That's what it is.
When you hear the story of everybody that makes it, that's what they always say. Yeah. It's when I just stopped giving a fuck, and then it's just boom, it just happened.
Was Bobcat Goldthwait there? Did you audition for him?
Well, he was the director, so.
Yeah.
I think it was all done off of tape this time.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to work with Bobcat. He was directing that episode, and that was really cool because it's, like, I've gotten a handful of opportunities to work with my heroes. So
right.
So it's...
That's never happened for me. It never will. I'm too old. I'm jealous.
We love Bobcat.
What?
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. I did work with Southside Steve.
Oh, wow.
No, wait. I'm going to make you my hero, and then you can let me come hang out with you.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
Hang out.
You're already one of my heroes.
Get out of here. I'm old man. Get out of here.
What is it with you? Do you need? You feel? I feel like you need some.
I'm very needy.
Need some validation.
Yeah, you're very needy tonight.
Very depressed.
Tim didn't get his fish on. So
I did not
now
get
he's
my
all
fish.
Sad.
It's very sad.
Ugh.
To sit there and watch depressed hippies and then make fun of them as the night went on, and then we're at our 10 at 11 o'clock at night, and Chester is his name. No, his name was something something.
Chester Wookie.
No, his last name was Lovelace.
No,
not the molester.
No. But his last name was Lovelace. Clayton Lovelace is his name. Clayton and he was fucked
Linda's
up.
Son?
Well, I'll get to that. He's just blathering on about the world and the state of affairs and this and that and the other thing. And my buddy was fucked up. He goes, hey, you're in relation to Linda? And that just ended it all. Yeah. The guy's like, yeah, I haven't heard that before. Fuck you guys. And he walked away. But it worked. We got rid of him.
That's all that really matters.
It is.
Why does anybody think that... anybody else cares about your views on the state of the world?
I don't know. I don't do that at concerts. Right. Remember we had a guy do that at Tom Petty back in the 90s. He was bitching. He was drunk. Blah, 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 blah. I'm subsidizing your education, you welfare losers. I'm subsidizing this and that. And I just wanted him to shut up. So I looked at him and said, who's subsidizing your Rogaine? Because he was balding. Mm. And he just went crestfallen and walked away.
Shut him down instantly. It was so funny.
I mean, you had to be there.
We still laugh about it to this day, though, because the dude was going, just ranting, going off, and one crack about his male pattern baldness just shut the dude down completely.
And I don't like picking on people for that, but, you know, dude, we just left Tom Petty. Why are you so miserable? You should be happy. Because you're never going to see him again after 2018.
So did you miss Fish? What happened?
Oh, yeah. So I drove all the way up there. I took some days off.
Fish has a big festival in upstate
every
New
York. Every 3 years.
At
Watkins Glen, New York, at the racetrack called something Ball. There was
Curveball.
Magna Ball, something else in 2011 and then, or 2012, whenever it was. And then this was going to be Curveball. So I've been looking forward to this all summer long, saving up money, going up there. It's an old buddy of mine. We get together. We get there, we put the tent up and the easy up and all that, and you sit there and you drink beers and
stuff.
Other things, and you watch Fish. They do two sets Friday, they do four sets Saturday,
jeez,
plus an overnight secret set, and then they do two more on Sunday night, and then you're done, right?
These guys work.
Oh, hell yeah, they do. And plus, if you're a Fish fan, you know that this summer tour has been fire, and everyone was really jazzed up for this. There are people from Atlanta there I was going to meet, old friends from, you know, fraternity brothers from 300 years ago. But we get there, and prior to getting there, that area of New York State, the Finger Lakes region, had been getting floods constantly. They had, I think, at one point 12 inches of rain, and all 14 counties in that area were under a state of emergency. Well, they didn't bother to tell anybody, but the water in Watkins Glen had been compromised. The treatment plant overflowed. Everything dumped into one of the Finger Lakes. I think it's Seneca Lake, all covered with grossness, you know, like shit and silt and chemicals from, you know, there's a lot of water.
They couldn't just get a couple of water trucks up there?
No, they couldn't. Fish tried and tried and tried. So anyway, we get everything set up. It's 900 degrees, sweating like pigs. I don't know how to put a tent up. Neither did he. So we just figured it out, asking people for help. Last time we did it, there was a fucking old hippie there. Oh, I hope you do it. You guys want to smoke some hash? No, sure. But we would take your help gladly. And he basically did all the work. Well, we didn't have an old...
So, well, I'm going to smoke hash.
I'm going to do it while I put your tent up. We got everything up, started drinking beers, you know, made some food. And he goes, I'm going to go take a shower because they have, you know, gross-ass festival showers. So he went and did that. And I'm sitting there and I'm listening to the radio station from Watkins Glen. And there's this long, slow announcement. I start paying attention to it. And they canceled the show. They canceled it because the water was
you gotta do it like a Finger Lakes announcer.
Oh, geez, sorry.
Hey, you know, everybody up there at the Fish, what have you there, you know, I know you guys bought all the beer at Taps and got all the ice at Taps, and, you know, we was real happy to have all of you, but, you know, the water just kind of got poisoned, and we don't want anybody, you know, shitting themselves, and... You know how sometimes at the old Woodstock, they're all sliding in mud? Well, you guys would all be sliding in shit. And we can't get no trucks in there, and we can't get no water bottles, and we can't get no other water. So y'all are fucked. Hey, I saw that you flew here from New Zealand. Tough shit. Fuck you. They started taking the fucking stage down an hour after the announcement.
Do you get free tickets for the next one?
No, we get our money back.
They ought to give you tickets for the next one.
Huh?
Did you go on
that? I went to one. Did. I went to the Sunday show.
Yeah, my girlfriend went to that.
Did she enjoy it?
Yeah.
She go to all three?
She went to two out of three.
Yeah.
Her stepdad went to all three.
Never miss a Sunday show, man.
Nah, the Saturday one was the best of all the three they played here.
Nuh-uh. They didn't open Saturday with You Sexy Thing.
Yeah.
So we're thinking about doing Hampton in Virginia, which is another weekend run in October. And you don't have to camp out, so that's even better. So you won't be sweating your balls off. We're not here to talk about it.
No, we're here to talk about Misfits and Monsters.
I will tell you this, though. Hotels these days, I don't know. You guys travel a lot. Do you travel a lot, Josh?
Oh, and sometimes.
Yeah. I'm a smoker, and I unfortunately still smoke cigarettes. You can't find hotels anymore that allow you to smoke. As you go down the scale, you can find a Super 8 that allows you to smoke. The room stinks. The floor is, the carpet is wet.
Yeah, it's always wet.
So
yeah,
I get
you one of these.
I decided, yeah, I want a real cigarette. Well, I like to sit in my room and just chain smoke and get all my clothes to stink.
God, I remember those
goals.
Days.
Well,
those were the days, baby.
They were, man. The 70s, you could do anything in a hotel room. You could kill someone, you'd never get caught.
You could cover everything in the entire room with Vaseline.
Yep, I did that. But my point is those days are gone. I can't stay in the shitball hotel anymore.
Good riddance.
It's disgusting. There was
just go outside and smoke like a normal person.
Well, I know. I'm going to have to do that now. But I
just quit like somebody who's almost 50 should.
Yeah, well, you know.
It was a jewel.
How come there was blood in the bathtub in the first
what?
One? And vomit on the toilet?
It was probably from somebody smoking. They were hacking up a lung.
Yeah, well, there was vomit on the toilet, so.
Heroin.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't know. Whatever. There were dumps.
So you have bed bugs, is what you're saying.
Smack in those hotel areas.
I think you're right. I think people do weird shit in there. They're also unhappy that you can't smoke cigarettes at the Hampton Inn.
Are those hourly?
No, Super 8.
Okay.
I'll stay no hour.
Couldn't smoke at the Hampton Inn, so I went and got some smack and stayed at the Super 8.
Fuck
instead.
It. I'm giving up on life. Fuck it. But I did have fun. I listened to some audiobooks up and down. I listened to all of Stephen King for some reason. I re-listened to Dr. Sleep. And then I listened to Finders Keepers, which is the second book in the Bill Hodges trilogy.
And we get to the TV portion of this
we'll
episode.
Talk more about it.
Okay.
So. All right. All that's out of the way. Again, welcome to the show, Josh.
thank you.
So tell us more about what's coming up. The
Action
the event.
Fest
yes.
beta test?
Yes.
Well, that's the name of it. That's the real name.
Action yeah. Fest beta test.
We're calling it a beta test so that we set the expectations low enough to exceed them.
Is this the first one?
Yeah, this is the first one. It's kind of like a beta test.
Right.
Basically, we had both slots at Relapse for a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, what if we did like a 4-hour festival or whatever? And we were like, all right, yeah. Let's do a 4-hour festival together.
Dude, nobody does 4-hour festivals.
And then we were like, what about one day? Just a 1-day festival. And like, so we were like,
yeah,
all right,
we could do like improv for brunch. Or
improv
for brunch. I wonder if that's been done. I wonder if there's been a really long improv thing like that.
Like
an all day.
Yeah, the Upright Citizens Brigade does one every year.
It's like 72 hours.
Really?
Long.
It's like, yeah, nonstop.
So that's
crazy.
Like the gold standard is UBC.
We performed there once. Not as action show as Captain's Log, which was our.
What's Captain's Log?
That was our Star Trek improvised Star Trek show.
It was kind of our flagship show, as it were. Yeah.
Who was who?
Well,
I know you were. You obviously probably did Captain Kirk.
Yeah, I'm much more of a Kirk. So it's definitely a lot more of a Spock.
Yeah, I always have to like logic him out of his like crazy erratic. Well, actually, you're more Bones in that aspect. But anyway, the show was just random start. Like it was like a spinoff of Star Trek that never existed.
Such as
so it's just each like episode would
be like I don't know
something completely. New and different.
Yeah, like the USS like nachos or something. I feel like we have
we used to get like the name of the ship from the audience and the name of the episode.
Yeah.
I want to see you as Kirk and Spock as the Odd Couple.
Oh,
oh that's a great idea for a sketch.
Come to the boss.
Spock.
Why would you put your socks here? It's illogical.
Because I'm left-handed Spock. And it's a lot easier to grab it with my right.
Your dexterity levels of your hands are irrelevant on where the socks are located.
You know, sometimes you're more human than you'd allow yourself to believe.
Raised one eyebrow?
And scene.
And scene. Yeah.
All right, now, there Steph and Jeff, I want you to be Kate and Allie as garbage men. Go.
Kate and Allie as garbage men? Kate, why don't you get
I wanted to be. I wanted to be Allie.
No.
Oh, wait.
No, Kate sucks. I don't want to be
you
Kate.
You guys are already breaking the rules of improv right there.
Yep.
I suck at improv.
Zip, zaps up. Zip, zaps up.
That's everything
Can't
you need to
know.
Zip, zaps up.
Yeah. I'm a tomahawk. Oh.
I have a hard time with improv because I can't not work dirty.
I don't think that you have to not work dirty to do improv.
You do at Dad's Garage when you take the classes. They don't want you doing blue stuff. I mean, it is lazy, but that's my go-to. I mean, it can't be all that lazy, but I have to make mental leaps.
But you're also Tim Andrews, so you should just be able to put up a show wherever the fuck you want to. So,
be bored.
We got a lot of slots opening up this year over at Relapse till the end of the year, and you know, now that we've got this whole action show world order.
I love that shirt. That's a NWO shirt, right?
Yeah, we'll be getting you guys some once the orders come in.
Cool. Awesome.
Got them in bouncer size as well.
That's what I need.
I want to go to this. And I also want to go, do they have classes there? Do you teach improv at Relapse? Or
I teach improv out of our studio at Encyclomedia, Action Show Studios.
And how much does it cost?
We're doing a fire sale right now because we don't have the overhead that traditional spaces do.
Okay.
So we're doing a level 101 class for $99 because we're crazy.
$99, that sounds like the cheapest improv class in town.
You're just giving improv away.
Other improv stores are practically giving it all away.
But then again, our improv to sketch to green screen class is $250 with a market value of $300.
I like.
And so we're doing improv.
Where do you stand on the whole auditing?
Auditing?
I just want to audit. Well, I don't want to pay. I just want to audit your class.
Email us at actionshowstudios@gmail.com.
So if you're out there and you want to try improv, try with these dudes because I think you guys will enjoy that. It sounds like it's not super, expensive.
No. I mean, not right now, at least.
Yeah.
Not until we have more overhead.
What's overhead?
I mean, we have to build out our entire studio complex.
Yeah.
So, you know, once we have a whole complex.
Yeah,
once
like a Tyler Perry building situation.
Yeah, it's not like they have a garage they have to pay rent on.
Right, exactly. Or a village that we're doing we're managing all the taxes for.
Or an old church.
So getting back to Misfits and Monsters, was it cool working with Bobcat? I mean, what was he like?
Oh yeah, Bobcat was great. I expected him to be all like, but he
you
wasn't.
Did
yeah he was like
have you not seen him since Police Academy?
Not really.
He hates that.
Yeah,
he hates that.
The first episode of Misfits and Monsters, there was like a cartoon bear that came to, like, the guy that did the voice of the cartoon bear, like, saw the bear in real life, and it drove him crazy. He ended up biting his own tongue off in the first episode. And Bobcat came on afterwards and said that he originally started it. It was like a thing because him and Tom Kenny are friends, and it was like SpongeBob.
Yeah, Bobcat and Tom Kenny.
And if Tom Kenny, like, saw SpongeBob in real life, that was the idea that came to him. But then after he filmed the episode, he said he realized that the bear was actually his old screaming Police Academy personality that he was trying to get away from.
Yeah, he hasn't done that in a long time. When we saw him do stand-up, he very rarely did that, did he?
No, he didn't do that.
He started out with, you don't look the same either.
Yeah.
I heard him say, I think it was on Marin, when he said that sometimes he wished he could go back in time and not do Police Academy.
I heard him say that. He said that at the end of... do you guys watch the little...
Oh, maybe that's what it was, one of those little vignettes at the end.
They do that at the end of the show, yeah.
But he was also in Scrooged.
Yeah, he was great in Scrooged.
All that stuff away, too.
Yeah. I mean, he was great in Scrooged.
Yeah, he was amazing in
One Crazy Summer.
Yeah, he was great in that.
By the time he went nuts, like, at the end, it was like, all right, get over there! You know, like...
So how did he direct you? I mean, you were saying that you expected him to be the old persona, but...
Well, I mean,
is he laid back?
He's like a laid back, normal guy.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't wearing puffy pants.
No.
Like one expects. Where'd
you guys shoot your scenes?
I don't know.
You know, I don't even know.
Somewhere.
Is it in Atlanta? Or
yeah,
in
they filmed room. They filmed the whole thing here in Atlanta, except for that one about the mermaids. They filmed down at that mermaid place in Florida.
Yeah, that one was great.
Yeah, it was like in some office building. And then, you know, they set dressed it to look like a weird conspiracy theory support group place or whatever the
hell. Yeah, that was fucking great. That was very good. Was that improv or scripted?
I mean, it was, you know, kind of both. Mm-hmm. Like, he was pretty, like, he wanted you to just get, like, the emotions across of just being a conspiracy theorist, which I could, you know, relate to.
Are you a real one? Do you follow conspiracy?
I dabble.
Yeah. What are you dabbling in right now?
Oh man, I don't even like.
I mean, it's he kind of has the ultimate one.
Okay.
The moon landing.
Everything
one?
Is all related.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, I also think everything's fake.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
like the entire all of existence is just a simulation on some computer somewhere?
No, that one terrifies
me. So why does that one terrify
because
you?
Because there's no accountability in that one.
Yeah.
And so, like,
you need checks and balances.
Yeah, I need a little bit of order to manage, like, my nonstop chaos. But I'm almost convinced now that Cobra's in charge of the world.
Like, Cobra!
From G.I. Joe. Specifically that very form of it.
Yes.
My buddy Brad, I think you know him from Propaganda Report.
Yeah.
He wants to for us to go up to the Georgia Guidestones.
I went up there too.
I've been up there. Those are cool.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Like,
yeah.
There's all that stuff about like population control.
And all the different languages, and then there's, you know, there's specific holes in it to see the sun at like during the solstice or whatever.
Yeah, I went during a solar eclipse.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, what? not the last one, but the one before that. It was a partial solar eclipse.
Did you go by yourself?
Equinox?
Yeah.
Huh?
Was it during an equinox?
I don't know if it was an equinox. So it was a partial solar eclipse.
You went by yourself?
No, I went with somebody, but...
Oh, okay.
They aren't around anymore.
Yeah, they're dead now.
I killed them.
They're buried deep below it.
The weird thing about those is they don't know who put them there. But there's been speculation for years. Maybe it was Ted Turner.
That's an Illuminati.
Illuminati, whatever. Yeah, but why in the middle of fucking nowhere,
why would they
Georgia?
Do it there?
I'm just kind of at this place where I'm like, but what if that's what it really is?
Right. But what if that's what it is?
I'm just waiting for Thanos to get the last stone and let's get this shit going.
Let's get it going.
Let's get rid of half of everybody and we'll start again.
Thanos. Not just half of everybody.
Thanos
everybody.
Did nothing wrong.
That's right.
I'm not basing it on...
I'm watching the movie and I'm like, what's so wrong with what he's doing? I mean, it's random.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not basing it on anything at all. Just completely random. I've got all of my jewels and my gold-crusted glove.
I love it. I am Thanos. Trumpos. With the infinity gun.
You seen those pictures of Rick from Pawn Stars? Made to look like Thanos?
No.
Because Thanos in the movie looks just like Rick from Pawn Stars.
I didn't even thought about that.
I saw a video that... What's the little dumb one's name from Pawn Stars?
Chumley?
Chumley,
yeah.
Chumley.
Yeah.
I saw something on my YouTube feed that was like, how Chumley came out as the richest member of Pawn Stars. And I almost watched it.
Is it from Selling Mass?
Is that Looper or something? You know, how so-and-so did this.
I don't even know which one of those sites it was.
There's 8 million of those channels, and they get all these views, and I think this is just dumb.
It's nothing.
It's 2.5 minutes of bullshit.
Nothing.
Yeah,
yeah, and there's no information in there that you don't just already know.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And so, they're making a ton of money.
Yeah.
On our action show studios or our action show page, we've all got access to it. So Syl will log in on his phone. And just, what do you find when you log in?
Well, it's like, if I'm just on the YouTube, like, on YouTube with that account, on just watching a random video, all the related videos, or, like, you might like, are all conspiracy videos.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, top 10 things you didn't know about Batman.
He was from West Virginia.
Batman is from West Virginia? Come on, Robin.
Yeah. I heard that DC came out and said that, Batman is an atheist.
Is he? When did they do that?
I don't know. Somebody just showed it to me, and I was like,
"Oh, geez."
But what if he, believes bats are his god? I mean, does that make you an atheist?
That's just all that modern shit. Hey, we have to give them some sort of social identity as well as their. Batman is now an atheist, even though he knows a guy who literally works for God.
Batman's making our frogs gay.
This is fucked up. Who gives a shit if Batman believes in God or not?
Yeah,
I didn't even think about his religion until now.
I always, well, he was Jewish. Superman's Jewish.
Oh, and Bob Kane.
Yeah. Superman, I mean, all those names are Hebraic. Yeah.
Superman.
Superman, yes. What?
Superman is always.
Yes.
Yeah.
Strewn on the cross.
Well, he's also a Jesus figure.
Yeah.
But he was like a representation of Jewish people.
Yeah.
Like
Superman.
Having to like hide their secret identity.
Exactly. That's true. That's absolutely true.
That's like the, what is it, allegory? that what they call it? I don't know.
I don't know what it's called.
It's a parallel.
I know that's right. I mean, whatever an allegory
I think I saw that on top 10 things you didn't know about Superman.
Top 10 things you didn't know about Superman. What's your, the British guy?
Oh, yeah, there's always a British one, too. It's like,
oh, yes, that's
it's
right.
It's like 15 things you didn't know.
That sounds exactly
Avengers.
Like that guy. It does. It sounds exactly. Here's 10 reasons why Hollywood won't hire Kristen Stewart anymore.
Yeah. Number 10, Twilight. The successful movie was also critically panned.
Yes, exactly. 8 million views.
And then, like, I saw one with that guy that was like, the top 10 Easter eggs you didn't find in Avengers. And it was basically like, Thanos is wearing a glove right now. Like, it was like Spider-Man.
Let's see if this is the guy. Hang on.
It has rapidly become a ubiquitous part of nearly all of our lives. With its incredibly deep, constantly shifting streaming catalog of movies and television series.
The most controversial things you'll find on Netflix. Eat me. I want to find the British guy, so we can keep shooting the show.
50% of them are bad British guy anyway.
Skip ad.
Yeah. Though 2016 was an epic year for movies, it almost feels like a warm-up when you look at the long list of blockbuster films already on the release calendar for 2017.
Is he saying this under duress?
Yeah. Oh my God, if I don't record this, they're going to cut my balls off. Fucking...
James Gunn is going to eat my adrenal glands.
19 million views on this. I mean, granted, it came out 2 years ago, but still.
It's one guy just watching it 19 million times. You know that.
He's like, how many times can I watch my own video?
Top 10 movies you missed in 2017.
What did I miss?
I want to see Jurassic Park World Part 2. Too,
yeah,
whatever.
That one.
You wouldn't have missed that if you
did. You saw it?
Yeah.
Was it shitty?
It was awful.
Yeah, it looked shitty. The one before it was shitty.
Yeah,
all of them have been shitty except for the first one.
Mm-hmm. The last one was terrible. So
it was like they took Jurassic Park 2 and took the plot and they were like, what if we just put the plot of Jurassic Park 2 into this movie? And then change the genre over and over and over and over again. So it was
that
like,
sounds good. Let's get on it.
Yeah, who's in the office that's being like, green light.
Green light that shit.
Wait a minute, Jurassic. I've heard that name before.
Chris Pratt is it.
I hate Bryce Dallas Howard.
You don't like her?
I just don't like her.
She's hot.
And she's very attractive.
You don't think she's Richie Cunningham? Always?
What?
No.
No, I don't think of Richie Cunningham. I think of his
think
brother.
She looks like Richie Cunningham?
Well, it's her dad.
Oh, my God. I never knew that.
I think she looks more like Opie Taylor.
Opie? That's what I see. That really, seriously.
So if you were a guy and you were, or well, maybe she's a lesbian and you're scissoring her and you're looking at her and you're going, Opie?
Why do I have to be scissoring her?
What else are you going to do?
I don't know.
Finger, I was trying to not be gross.
Lick.
Yeah, lick.
Why can't we just be enjoying a nice DIY home show together on the couch?
Hey, Steph.
I'd much rather have Ralph Mouth in my front hole.
Front hole.
No, you want him in your pocket.
Hey, who said front hole? Hey.
Ralph.
The Malachi twins are coming over to scissor me with their front hole.
What's a potsy?
This week.
What's a potsy?
What's a potsy?
I don't know what a potsy is.
It's a dren.
What's a potsy?
Yeah, what's
potsy
a potsy?
From Happy Days.
Like a Ponzi scheme, maybe.
I always wondered that. Where did they come up with that one?
Fancy.
What was his full name?
Who, Potsy?
Yeah, like what was
His last name?
Warren Weber.
Weber, yeah.
So and where
the
did
TV
they...
The show or the actor?
Like, I'm no, the... his name's Anson Williams.
Anson Williams
actor.
Is the actor.
But the character's name...
Was Potsy.
Weber, yeah.
Yeah.
Potsy was his nickname, though.
Yes.
But they never explain where the fuck they get the name Potsy from.
He's a fucking weed head in Milwaukee in the 50s.
I never... Yes. They never showed any of this.
Some guy Gary Marshall used to play stickball with, probably.
What I don't get is, and I've only seen a couple of them, are those episodes like the weird episodes?
Like the Mork and Mindy crossover?
Maybe, but it was like the after the Fonz jumped the shark.
Okay.
And that phrase was coined. And then it's just like the Fonz hanging out with people's parents.
Right.
And Ted McKinley.
Well, yeah, Fonzie was supposed to be this rebellious guy, and yet he's just hanging out with Marion Ross and Mr. and Mrs. C just hanging out with him. Hey!
Well, at that point, the show had been on for like 10 years. Yeah. So he was like 40 at
Richie
that point.
Richie was gone,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
he just conned them into like being like, I'm just going to stay in your house,
I'm going to live in this garage apartment forever.
Hey, Mr. C, I'm going to mooch off you. Sit on it. Sit on this, lady. I like whenever they'd have the rumbles.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone in the gang looked like an overweight 40-year-old, not a teenage gangster from the 50s.
Tom Hanks.
And then, Tom Hanks was on that season without Richie. The next to last season, he played a guy that Fonzie had bullied, and he learned karate, and he came back to kick his ass, and Fonzie wouldn't fight him.
Fonzie was like, no. Why don't you just come get a malt with me?
Hey, come into my office, which is a dingy bathroom and a drive-in.
And then he had his big return to acting in the movie Scream.
Who?
Yeah.
Ponzi?
Winkler.
Ponzi. Yeah.
Winkler. Oh, he acted before Scream, didn't he? Or had he been out for a while?
I thought it was Adam Sandler that brought him back.
Maybe. I don't know. I just remembered him being like the principal.
Oh, he was so good in Scream. Yeah. That was like his Travolta Pulp Fiction comeback role, though. Yeah. Like where you were like, oh my God, it's Fonzie. Okay.
And then he was great in The Waterboy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was great in that.
That's right. He was in Waterboy.
Yeah.
And obviously now, Barry.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So that's good on Barry.
On TV. One of the best shows. There's a lot of good stuff on TV right now. And I'm way behind on everything I'm supposed to be watching. But that's okay, because I drove all the way up to Watkins Glen. I did get to see my family. That was cool.
Did you get to slide on puddles of shit?
I stepped in some, I think.
I human did. Or
huh?
Was it human?
I don't know.
Any?
Could be. I don't care what it is. Let me just shit. Yeah.
I like how you raise your eyebrows. Like,
fecal freak.
Fecal freak.
You know all that mud at Woodstock, though. That was half shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
There's freaking millennials now, man. They're just...
Well, it's New York State.
They're scared of a lawsuit or something from some kid who gets diarrhea from drinking water.
Well, that's the thing. People brought their fucking kids. And there was this couple that kept walking up and down the road with their baby in a wagon. Sun's bearing down. They didn't even have a goddamn umbrella on it. Just fucking dragging their kid. And we kept going, yeah, man, my kid loves fish. You're going to love fish. Why would you bring it? I mean, the kid's a toddler. Doesn't how
You're going to love it.
You're going to like fish whether you like it or not. I mean, no, that just bothers me. I don't like people bringing their children to, back in the old days when I used to do drugs, you'd be at a concert up there, trying to smoke weed, and some guy's there with his 10-year-old. Hey, could you not get off, man? You brought your kid to a dead show, fuckface. What did you expect?
Yeah. He's like, it's not the 1970s anymore, man.
Man, I'm here for the music. No, you're not.
Sit on it and rotate. Yes.
Were you with us at that Steely Dan show where we got in trouble for?
No, I've never seen Steely Dan. No, what happened?
It was at the. It was up in New York. That horse place up by Albany. I can't remember what it's called. But
the Albany horse place.
Yeah, Albany horses, etc.
You know what I'm talking about. It's like a racetrack up there by Albany.
SPAC.
Yeah, I don't
Saratoga
know.
Saratoga Performing Arts Center.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Okay.
There's a horse track there, but that's not the same place.
And we're seeing Steely Dan, and we're smoking a joint, and the people next to us are like, can you please not do that? We're trying to enjoy some Steely Dan. They're like, so are we, dude.
It's like you got the Deacon Blues.
Yes. The Fine
Excuse
Colombian?
Me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did you stop?
No.
Did they get pissed?
I don't know. Maybe.
I smoked a joint at a Britney Spears show back in the early 2000s. That was fun. Watch. I just did it to make other people uncomfortable.
This was for the radio, right, that you went to this?
No.
Oh, this was for your own creepy pleasures?
No, I had free tickets because we were giving them away for a station that I promoted called Wild 96.7. I said, fuck it, I'm going to go see Britney Spears.
Wild 96.7.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And when I saw Chappelle that night... Taylor Swift was playing at the George Dome.
Yeah.
That same night. So all the people just walking around downtown were all...
All those Swifties.
Taylor Swifties, yeah.
Swifties, were they high?
No.
No?
No.
But Dave Chappelle probably was.
Dave Chappelle probably was.
You met Nikki Glaser too, huh?
Yeah, she was just at the Punchline last weekend.
Was she? Okay, you went and saw her at the Punchline. Yeah.
How was her set?
She was good. Yeah. It was like a TED Talk on blowjobs, if you
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Okay. I think she's funny. She's
She's hilarious.
I like her. I like her better when she roasts people.
Yeah. She was great on the Bruce Willis roast.
She was one of the only highlights from that.
I heard that wasn't very good.
Yeah, it was very...
There were some highlights.
Hey, speaking of roasts, is this going to be out before this Friday?
Why, what's Friday?
It'll probably be Friday.
Friday morning.
Well, so Saturday, Joe Pettis and 1UP Comedy are doing the Marvel versus DC roast at Highland Ballroom Inn.
Oh, yeah?
I think it's at 8 p.m.
That's a good place to see a show. I've only seen one there, but I enjoyed it. So Richard Christie and Sal Governale from the Stern Show did their stand-up, which was bad. But I saw it.
You were talking about that crazy clown a little while ago.
Yucca the Clown.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was on some promo for that guy.
What?
Some Yucco the Clown promo where it was like him just running around being like going up to random people at bars and being like, "Hey, nice hat, stupid." And then he'd like run off.
That's probably a damn show promo.
I was at like a friend of mine.
Where was this?
Engagement
Athens?
Party. No, this is at a hole in the wall like 15 years ago.
He used to go into places like this. The guy has they have an interesting dynamic, how they came to, they met each other at UGA. They did the TV show on UGA Public Access or whatever, the student channel, I don't know, called The Damn Show. And if you've never seen any of those,
The Damn Show.
The DVDs are available places. I have them, but they're fucking, I mean, some of that shit is gold.
Yeah, it's
like
hilarious.
Interviewing these homeless dudes in Athens and making them the star of the video. And then they went on and they did, what was that show on MTV? Stankervision.
Yeah, Stankervision.
I don't remember that.
That was it was a couple seasons on MTV2. They were on the regular guy's show, or Yucca was, and up until the point when the Braves got rid of John Rocker, we got Yucca to run down on the field with a sign that says, "Bring back Rocker." So he runs down right in front of Chipper Jones, so go, "Yeah!" honking his horn and everything. Cops tackle him. And I still remember listening to the radio broadcast because Skip Carey goes, "Oh my God, it's Bozo the Clown." Not on our air, we're not showing it, but oh my God, it's Bozo the Clown.
He did have a Bozo kind of quality to him.
Yeah, well, he got arrested, and they got George Stein, the DUI lawyer, if you're in Atlanta, you know who that is. He got him off because he said to the district attorney or whoever, he said, "Do you see the person who ran out in the field sitting in this courtroom?" And they didn't know because he was dressed as a clown, right. And they didn't take his makeup off. So he had his makeup off when he went into court, and charges were dropped.
So what, like his mugshots or just him being like,
I think so.
Oh, we got to find the Yucco mugshot. That's got to be somewhere.
But the thing that happened was he was smart. He parlayed that into going on Howard. He said the sign that he was holding said, "Bring Howard to Atlanta," because this is when Stern was still on terrestrial radio. So it was smart, and then he became kind of like a tertiary whackpacker or, you know, an orbiter. He wasn't like a real whackpacker. I don't know if Howard ever knew at first if he was just a guy in a clown costume or really just a homeless clown.
I kind of feel like John Wayne Gacy could have really used George Stein.
Oh, yeah. Did the man who put all those children in the basement, do you see him in this studio?
Did the man who ate your son appear in this courtroom today?
He didn't eat kids. He just killed him and put him in his crawl space, man.
That's all he did.
He didn't eat him.
He's not sick.
Oh, okay. He's not sick. He just killed him. He didn't eat him.
He's not Jeffrey Dahmer Grove. All right, what else we can talk about? I feel like we haven't covered enough, you know, you guys.
I don't know. I'm just thinking about being harassed by Yucca the Clown.
So what did he say to you?
Something like, "So what are you doing here?" And I was like, "I'm here for my friend's engagement party, man." He was like, "Are you the one getting engaged?" And I was like, "No, it's my friend." Like, I was like immediately like pissed at the guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Yeah, I'm sure, you ugly fucking bastard."
I'm at my friend's fucking engagement party.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Getting married?
He is. I'm not.
Obviously, you ugly fuck.
Who the fuck was that?
That's awesome.
I would have beat that clown's ass.
Hugga, hugga. Let's see. Maybe this is it. Who knows?
This is Yucko the Clown reporting live from Chicago.
I guess not.
The
you're
Windy
in Chicago.
City. Blow me.
I fucking love that stuff.
Those guys are hilarious. I can't wait to see their show.
Be like, hey, is this you?
What's that?
People like send me the clip.
Oh, really?
It's got to be out there.
It's got to be on YouTube. Then.
It was probably on the damn show. Don't you think?
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know.
15 years ago, that's when they were doing that.
Shit, that's a long fucking time ago.
But then they repackaged a bunch of that damn show stuff to be on Stankervision, so it might have been that, too.
Yeah, that might be it. We'll find it.
That's just like Action Show. We're all about 20-year-old bits. Much like this Action Show World Order t-shirt I'm wearing right now.
Well, guys, I got to read all the patrons. You want to chill out while I do? Do I need to do it in a voice?
Yeah.
Pick one.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, do you want to come over here and read them?
I can if you want me to.
Yeah, go ahead. Come on over. Don't read off how much they donate because I don't want anybody to feel upset.
I'll be like, $4.5 million.
You just read their names. Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to Radio Labyrinth. If you'd like to be a Radio Labyrinth patron, you can go to patreon.com/TimAndrews and support us. We have 3 or 4 or 5 different tiers of shit. Look, a dollar is fine. Just give us a dollar. That's all we want. 1,000 people paying a dollar would be super. Anyway, here is Arnold Schwarzenegger to read all of them.
Wendy Mueller.
Mueller.
Wayne Blair. Trent.
Trent.
Sean Hall. Seth Ingram. Ryan Humans.
Weinberg.
Rusty Weinberg. Ruben Aguilar. Robert Haley. Robert Calderman. Nicholas Frank. Mike Spittler. Mike Hall. Mike D.
He's still alive.
Matt Carter. Mark
Weiland.
Mark Piero. Lou Cagniglio. Leslie Norman. Leslie Hine, me. Lauren Calderman. Kit Batty. Kevin Stokes. Keith Tate. Jose Perlos. Jonathan Wilson. John Bennett.
Bennett. I've been waiting for you, John. In my chainmail vest.
I'll kill you, John!
Jeremy Turman. Hob Lamb. Herb Lamb. Garrett Kimball.
That's another Schwartz.
Yep. Yeah.
Kimball.
Detective Kimball.
Eric Malmstrom. Emily Warren. Dustin Lola. Denise Reynolds. Debbie McDonald. Dean Poole, David C. Funk, Darren Downey, Daniel Pitts, Dan Carroll, Colin Omen, Christopher Cassiantino, Chris Wildenend, Chris Knight, Chad Shepard, Buck Montre, Brooke Sizemore, Brian Jackson, Brendan Price, Andrew Hobbin, Amber Gilpatrick, Al McMicken, AJ Dysart, and Aaron Roberts.
Thank you, Arnold. That was fucking awesome. Hey, if you want to
Josh
join...
had no idea the list was that long when he volunteered.
Yeah, I know. Fuck!
Fuck! It couldn't be that long!
Fuck!
Now!
Do it now! You know what we're going to do this week live? Instead of having it pre-recorded, we're going to do the dog thing before we end the show. How about that?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, yab, 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 yab. All right, so, everybody... we're going to talk about what we watched on television this last week. If you guys watched anything you want to share, we're going to do some news and shit real quick here, though. Stranger Things update. You guys see what the plot is going to be this year? Fletch. How the fuck are they going to do that?
They got Debussy's kid. It's going to be a...
Who?
Jake?
Jake,
he get all cleaned up?
Oh, God.
He's going to be an undercover freelance reporter or something.
So is he?
That's great. Going to be inspired by Fletch.
Do I get to be in it, too? Go ahead.
Speaking of Stranger Things, we have Randy Havens performing at Action Fest Beta Test.
Who's Randy Havens?
Mr. Clark from...
Oh!
Yeah.
The teacher, yeah.
That's cool.
Awesome.
He's going to be doing an action show with us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and he's like having his own headlining slot, which is Randy Havens and a friend.
Who's his friend?
Richie Havens.
Madison Hatfield.
Is he a local man, this Randy Havens?
Yeah, he's local. There's a very, I'd say it's a 50-50 chance right now that... And we're not going on record saying this is just a leak.
Okay.
So there's a chance Dan Fogler will be performing it.
Dan Fogarty?
From Fantastic Beast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, you were supposed to bring him by.
Yeah, he's
busy, though.
Working on it.
Oh, like you say, what the fuck?
I saw him in a promo, so I guess you could tell you what show it was.
Yeah. He's on The Walking Dead right now.
Oh, he is?
Yep.
Which one?
The flagship.
Yeah.
When's that coming back?
October, I think. Yeah.
October.
Yeah, Rocktober.
Rock and roll tober.
Rocktober. Hey, welcome. Speaking of tropes, Rock 92.9, it's Rocktober. Get the lead out. September.
September.
Speaking of it, Bonham's Band is going to be playing live at the Flipjack this weekend. Bonham's Band live at the Flipjack. It's the best Led Zeppelin cover band in the tri-state area. Come out. They're going to do all six albums at night, excluding Coda.
I can see that.
Yeah, dude. Wouldn't you? It'd be great. Hey, tickets only $15.95. If you go right now to TicketDouchebag.com. But if you buy them at the door, they're $99.
Brought to you by Ticket Douchebag.
Beers, drugs, cigarette smoking outside. Come on down. I forgot the name of the bar and the band and scene.
Rocktober.
Right. Well, what was the name of the bar?
I don't know.
Slosh. Zip Zap Zop.
Slosh. Slosh in the name?
Slosh the bar. Slosh the band. There's
Slosh.
Leading Zeppelin.
Zed Leplin.
Are you guys going to Dragon Con?
Yeah.
We're also going.
You guys dressing up?
No.
I
think I'm going to be Wolverine. I've been Daenerys Targaryen 2 years.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I'm dressing up as Tim Andrews from the Von Hessler Doctrine.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff's going as a Bigfoot guy.
Yeah, the Saturday I'm going to go as the dude from Finding Bigfoot, and I'm going to try and get a picture with him. I don't know how much he's charging, but...
Oh, he's going to be there?
That's he is. Gonna be there? Bobo and, what's his name?
Cash in now, man. I ain't going to be any more Bigfoot shows.
Is Bobo Bigfoot's son?
Yeah, he's the dude that they always use as a stand-in for Bigfoot, because they never found 100 fucking episodes of that show. They never found Bigfoot.
They never found it, so it's off the air.
He's elusive.
Yeah, the 100th episode was the series finale episode.
I mean, they've been trying to get Bigfoot on television for at least 100 years.
Yeah,
Bobcat's into Bigfoot. He made that Bigfoot movie.
Well, you know, how many episodes of one show about people looking for Bigfoot are there for stoners? Because if you're not stoned, how are you watching that show? Hey, honey, let's watch the Bigfoot Hunters.
Okay. You think they're going to catch him tonight?
No.
They might.
When are they going to do the Loch Ness Monster show?
You and me, Tim, we should do
a
Finding Mermaid show. We just get paid to go out and just ride around on a boat.
Hey, is this where they're having the high school swim meet? They're looking for mermaids.
They paid those dudes for 100 episodes on that show, man. Yeah. We get 50 episodes of Finding Mermaids.
Yeah, and then whenever you find mermaids, then you can use them in another show.
Right.
A reality dating show Fishing for Love.
Oh.
Or the real mermaids of Atlantis.
Right. Yeah.
It's off the scales.
Oh, man.
You guys could do a sketch as Bigfoot and Smallfoot.
we're going to find Smallfoot.
Hey, how you doing?
He's 7 feet tall, but his feet are this big. He falls over a lot.
We have an enormous green screen at Action Show Studios.
Yeah.
So if you guys ever want to film any of that stuff, you guys can come and do it.
Change hunters. If just the guys who walk around trying to find change on the street.
So you could put us in anything, basically?
Yeah. Like, remember Wayne's World?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like that one scene in Wayne's World.
What scene?
Oh, yeah.
Where they're like, we're working on Chroma Key.
I mean, I'm going to watch those movies. They should make a sequel to that.
Behind us is Seattle. Something along those lines.
You're right.
Because I can't stand, I would rather Mike Myers host that Gong Show than in that stupid British character.
Yeah.
Wait, is that what's going on there?
Yeah, I saw
that at a distance, like at a bar or something.
Mm. Yeah, that's Mike Myers.
Oh man, I didn't know what that was. I thought it was like some old relic they pulled out.
Yeah.
I didn't have a good picture. Like, so I thought it was like some old guy who was like, I used to be important old timey, but now I'm still back.
It's him
like
doing
that
a
Martin
shtick.
Short show.
Yeah. Huh? Oh yeah, Jiminy Glick.
Well, Jiminy Glick was cool. I mean, because it was an interview show, but everybody knew it was Martin Short.
Yeah,
and everybody knows that this, you know, it's. But my problem with these shows is you can't capture drunk
Chuck Barris,
bitter. You know,
think you're a secret agent.
70s.
You know.
Yeah, you cannot. You can't like the Match Game. All those fucks were drunk. All of them. The old comedians like Francis Farmer or whatever, Fanny Flagg. Who the fuck are those people? They weren't even famous then.
Well, not to mention this was all very pre-Me Too and completely politically incorrect on every level.
And Charles Nelson Reilly trying to fuck everybody on the show.
Right.
Chasing around the kid from Eddie Munster.
Oh, Family Feud. Richard Dawson tonguing all the grandmas and shit
how
on there.
How you doing, darling? Like, let me lick those lips. What are you? Mwah, la,
la, ba, ba. The daughter's 14 and he's, you know, grabbing her boobs and
shit. Of all the reboot game shows, Match Game's still pretty funny.
Match Game is
Alec
good.
Baldwin's really funny.
Yep, I agree with
Alec
that.
Alec Baldwin?
He hosts the Match Game now.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Man, where are you guys? You guys are old.
You're out doing action.
We're doing 20-year-old bits. If this is new, we don't know.
Come back to us in 20 years. All right. We'll have something to say about this.
Michael Strahan hosting the $25,000 pyramid.
You know, him and his THs, you know.
That's okay. He's got the gap. Death Row. I love that he.
That's what somebody on this podcast had to say about Ron Funches.
What?
Making fun of his slight speech impediment, even though he's hilarious.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's something about people whose tongues are too big for their mouths. It just.
All right. Here's another story. Norm MacDonald Live returns fucking finally to Netflix on September 14th. That's been a long time coming because they pulled them all off.
Well, they took them all off YouTube, yeah.
I've been wanting to watch that one with.
Why did they take Norm?
Because Netflix bought them.
Right.
Okay. I love the one with Jim Carrey.
I do.
Every episode of that show was great.
Even the one with people who aren't funny.
Yep.
Yeah. The one with Jerry Seinfeld was awesome.
My favorite's Bob Einstein.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've seen that one.
I love him. He's so good.
I'll have to look that one up.
Here's what you do.
I'm sure they'll
you
all
go
be
out there
on Netflix.
They'll roll them all out on Netflix.
You wear the bowler hat.
What's the date of the
September 19th.
So probably September 1st, they'll put all the old Norms on Netflix.
He's on Curb.
You look at him, and he don't say anything for 5 minutes. That's Norm MacDonald doing it. Norm's the only guy I've ever heard do an impression of him that was that good. Norm does some obscure impressions, but anyway. All right, so that's the news. Some more housekeeping real quick. Dragon Con taping Saturday 9-1, which is September 1st. We'll be there between 1:30 and 3:30 in the Greenbrier Room at the Hyatt. Chris Gore, who we spoke to 3 years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. From what's that magazine called?
Film Threat.
He'll be there with us. And possibly Janet Varney, who you know from...
You're the Worst and Stan versus Evil.
Right. Ming Chen, possibly.
From Comic Book Man, yeah.
And Dogma. So that'll be cool. We're going to be down around there all weekend, so hit us up. We're also going to try to interview the guys from St. Paul and the Broken Bones on the 28th of September as well. But they are appearing at the Fox. I'm sure tickets are still available unless it's sold out.
I think tickets were available last time I looked, but Dustin said he's going to try and get you guys in.
All right.
I'm going to be out of town that weekend.
Let's do staff picks. You guys want to do staff picks?
Sure.
Yeah, we're going to do staff picks.
Sure.
You guys have staff picks?
We can make some up.
Yeah, I can pick things.
Pick the Spider-Man game that you're going to be delivering.
It's kissing.
Oh, yeah.
It's kissing any of the staff picks you're making? Because I like, you know, I was just here in town and I had some paintings I sold. Did you guys come by the gallery and see my paintings?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I thought they were exquisite.
I'm really getting into a whole big eye thing.
Yeah. No, the eyes. I thought the eyes looked great.
I thought it would normalize when I was younger. Were you going to say something?
Well, just the all-seeing eye.
Yeah, that's right, the Illuminati. That's right, the pyramid. What happened to the capstone in the Egyptian, you know, the Great Pyramid? What happened to that capstone? I know where it is.
Some people think it's underneath one of the paws of the Sphinx.
Nope, it's not there.
It's probably on Mars.
It's in a box, and that box is called whatever the Muslims walk around in a circle. That thing, the Kaaba stone or whatever, that's where it is.
The Dome of the Rock?
I don't know. It's just, it's like, it's a meteorite. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. That,
what the hell are you talking about, Paul?
Shut up. You don't know. You're not into the conspiracies like me and these guys here.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Phil
and Josh, we're talking conspiracies, Mr. Straight-Laced News Guy.
I mean, if you think about it, there was just, you know, the capstone is like the most important part of a pyramid. And
that's right.
Missing,
that's
and
right. Like it almost fell over.
Yeah. It almost fell over, and it would no longer be the Great Pyramid. It would be like
the less than good pyramid.
Yeah.
Or the so-so pyramid.
Melted down and reshaped.
To be what?
To be the top of the state capitol building of Atlanta, Georgia.
That's what happened. The gold dome. That's where it is. Let's go get it and make it. Let's go melt all the gold.
Yeah. But the problem is when you melt gold of that richness in history.
Yes.
Is that all the souls that have been captured in it will be released.
So you're a psychic alchemist then.
Oh yeah, yes, absolutely.
I love that. We've got psychic alchemical people here.
I got my my specialty in psychic alchemy.
Yeah. Sweet. I got an associate's degree.
Oh wow. I went to correspondence school for that because I was on tour with Kith, you know, banging lots of chicks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Lots and lots of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I painted a star on one of my balls.
For
just because I'm Paul,
you're Star Child.
I'm the Star Child.
I saw it.
You saw the star on my ball.
I just saw the star on his balls.
Why is Jack Bauer looking at my ball? 24. What a great show! I miss it. I don't like that new show you're on, Jack Bauer.
That's canceled now. I think
it should be. Yeah, it's terrible.
Canceled. I've heard that they're thinking about bringing me back.
Who do you think you are, Jack Ryan or something?
I could. I get my money on myself over Jack Ryan.
I think you should come back as 24 because they had the black guy on there. I mean, you know, I'm nothing against color, but I don't know his name, so I have to call him the black
Allstate guy.
Allstate guy. Yeah, he was also in the Run DMC movie, right? Straight Out of New York. Oh, no, wait.
Were you talking the new 24-24-2?
Legacy?
24 Legacy
was so good. There was no Chloe in it. I love Chloe. She's got its schematics.
I wish they'd do like a, I wish they'd do like a Lost Boys series. And he's like an old vampire.
Yeah, that would be great.
Oh, man, that would be
Michael.
I'm still alive, Michael.
Too bad your little brother isn't. Oh, too soon.
Yeah. Well, no, it's been 10 years.
Has it been?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been long enough.
He was killed by the Illuminati.
I know he was. He was going to rat out
the Star Whacker.
Child molesters. Yeah, the Star Whackers.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could be a Star Whacker. Who would I whack? Harrison Ford.
Because of Provasic.
Provasic. Because Devlin McGrever gave you Provasic. All right, let's do staff picks.
Do it.
You go.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because you have two.
I do have two. They're quick, though. My first one is Thursday on Sony Crackle, which is free, and you can put it on
You can do that on Apple TV or Amazon.
Totally free. Rob Riggle's got a new show. It's an absurd comedy called Rob Riggle's Ski Master Academy, and it's basically he is a huge action star who does a lot of shit on jet skis.
Uh-huh.
So he decides to open his own jet ski master academy. And people just start dying and getting mangled. They never explain it. It's just one of those kind of shit. And it's like everybody who's funny. Paul Scheer. Christopher McDonald, Shooter McGavin. They're just all these random people. Jamie Lynn Sigler shows
up. Shooter McGavin? Who's that?
From Happy Gilmore, Christopher McDonald.
Oh, okay.
David Arquette's on there. Just random people like that. Cheech. He got Cheech to be on the show. But it's like 8 episodes, and it all starts streaming Thursday, and it looks pretty funny.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
And then, of course, tonight, season two of Mr. Mercedes.
Yes, I've been waiting to ask you about this.
I can't wait to watch it.
Now, Jeff, have you read the books?
Yeah.
I did not read all the books.
You read all the books. So this is skipping season two. I'm sorry, skipping book two and going right to book three.
I don't know. I'll have to see.
Well, didn't you watch the trailer?
No, I haven't watched the trailer.
Because Brady is controlling people with his mind.
Yeah, that's what happens in book two.
They only allude to a little of it, though. Like, this whole season is going to be about that. Book two is all about the author who was based sort of on J.D. Salinger.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And, you know, the criminal finds the stash or whatever. It was a good book. Very, very well written.
Yeah. Sounds like social programming.
Totally. That's how they get you.
All I know is that the poisoning scene of Kelly Lynch last year. That is easily one of the most terrific things I've ever seen acted out on television or a movie. It haunted me. I would just think about it sometimes.
The book, Bill Hodges asked him, did you fuck her before or after she died?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty nasty stuff. Stephen King's a dirty man.
Dirty man.
Ever read the end of It?
No. I haven't.
You see the movie?
I've seen parts of it when I was a kid.
The old TV movie. You've seen that with the...
Yeah.
How about you, Sil?
Yeah.
So you didn't go see the blockbuster that came out last year?
No.
All right. Well, the premise of It takes place in the... They've changed it, but it takes place in the 50s and the 80s. Okay? They're kids in the 50s. They're adults in the 80s. There's... five boys and one girl or whatever, and they're fighting this monster that's an alien or some shit that looks like a spider and a clown. Well, in order to kill it, they all have to gangbang the kid. They're all kids, and at the end of the first book, to make it go away, they gangbang the girl. And in that part of the book, he's writing as the girl, describing what their penises look like.
I do not remember this part of the book.
Yeah, and she's talking about how hairless they are, and the fat kid has a big one, and she's just and they're gangbanging this girl, and they do it again when they're adults. So at least that's cool.
Did I get the revised version of it? Because I don't remember this part.
They're like, well, when we grow up, we're all gonna have to gangbang again.
Yeah, they gotta fuck Bev again.
To get this alien demon to go away.
Right, right.
That makes sense.
Yeah. See, that never worked for me when I tried to do that last week. Anyway. So
that's because there was no girl when you did it.
Just an alien.
It was a woodchuck.
Oh. But anyway, yeah. Anyway, that was it.
You like that show a lot, don't you?
I love it.
I love that actor.
The first season is great.
Mad-Eye
Moody.
The Irish guy.
I know he's Mad-Eye Moody.
British guy or whatever the hell he is.
He's also in that really good movie with Ian McShane and, the bald guy who played Gandhi. God, that was a good movie. They're British gangsters.
Anyway. Gleason.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jeff. What are your stat picks?
My stat picks, just the Bert Kreischer, Secret Time on Netflix on the 24th.
You guys into him?
I don't even know what that is.
He's a comedian. He's pretty funny. Watch it. If you guys have Netflix, watch it. It'll be hilarious.
Okay.
I'm sure there'll be no shirts.
I loved his adventures.
He used to get naked in the studio, and he and Larry would sit there naked in the show.
Gross.
For the regular guys?
Yes. Yes.
And just be like, all right, now it's time to disrobe and talk about radio.
Yeah, he'll come out to do his stand-up set and just take a shirt off and just hang out.
And it's not a hot bod situation.
No, he's like a total dad bod.
Yeah.
So he's not a never nude.
No. All right, my staff pick. Wow. Joe Rogan Experience number 1157 with Shooter Jennings. By the way, that's Joe Rogan's quickly become my favorite podcast just because...
How do you have that much time to listen to?
Exactly, but I love that because I can go back and forth three or four times to work and listen to Joe Rogan, and he generally has guests. When he's talking to the fight people, I skip all that because I don't know anything about MMA. And I skip... He does about 17 minutes worth of commercials at the beginning of the show, too, which I listen to because I want his sponsors to make money. Shooter Jennings, if you don't know, is a musician, radio host, record label president, and also the son of country music legend Waylon Jennings. I think he's also married to the chick from The Sopranos, or it was at one point. His new album, Shooter, is available now everywhere. Joe and Shooter talk music, conspiracy theories, and why Alex Jones is not invited to return to Joe Rogan's show for the foreseeable future.
Invited to return!
They're turning the frogs gay! How? Hi, hop on my lily pad. So that's my snap pick. You guys have one? Why don't you plug your show?
Action Fest Beta Test.
Action Fest Beta Test.
Yes.
That's my staff pick
Okay.
for this episode. So that's going to be September 21st and 22nd.
And where can people find out about it?
ActionShowStudios.com.
Yeah, ActionShowStudios.com. You can follow us on all social medias.
Yeah, it's Action Show Studios.
Action Show Studios.
Also, Action Show 1 for
just Action Show.
Okay.
Our tickets on sale now for your beta test.
Going on sale whenever
Bob Wood
decides to
Mr. Black
respond to my email.
So they're going on sale soon.
Yeah, they're going on sale.
We'll update everybody. We'll send it out.
Weekend passes available and nightly passes
and free passes
for the media
to cover.
I want to go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll get you.
And I want you to think about that Saturday.
Yeah,
coming down and co-host, and we'll plan it all out, and we'll do an hour of just fun shit if you want to.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
All right, good deal. We'll do that then.
So you can find it all at actionshowstudios.com and at relapsecomedy.com. And then we're also going to be presenting an action pass.
Yes.
Where you can upgrade your weekend pass to an action pass.
Sweet.
And you get like a T-shirt of your choice, a poster, and buttons,
stickers,
awesome,
and magnets, maybe.
Maybe just depends on what we get done in time.
All right,
Ravens could autograph one.
Maybe.
Which one of you guys did Jeff call a Bitcoin loser?
That's me.
Why did he call you a Bitcoin loser before we go?
Would
you buy a bunch of and go, this shit
no.
sucks?
I mined a bit of it a while back, and then I forgot about it. It was up in the attic.
Uh-huh.
And then
would you physically mine it someplace?
Yeah. Yeah, I got.
What do you mean you
mined
it? Oh, you mined it and you left the drive that it was on. Okay.
It was
ahead.
Like a while ago though. So it was a bit. I mean, it was about
bit,
two.
Okay.
It was about Yeah.
How many?
It was about two, a little less than two or something. And then some around Thanksgiving, a bunch of people kept talking about Bitcoin. And I was like, why is everybody talking about Bitcoin all of a sudden? And this friend of mine was friends with somebody over at NPR's Planet Money podcast. Mm-hmm. And they reached out to me and they're like, hey, can you tell this story on the podcast? So they did a whole podcast about how I lost my Bitcoin.
Oh, really?
And how... Yeah, and the reason everyone was talking about it was because it reached like 10 grand.
So you could have had two.
So I was like, oh, I didn't know it was just sitting in the attic.
You can't get it off the drive?
Well, we went and looked for it, and then I thought I found the drive, but I'm pretty sure I just overwrote the files.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I bought Dogecoin. It never went up.
Doge?
Well, we're building an action coin.
Action coin?
Yeah, we've got an action coin. We're actually going to save, I think, the Venezuelan economy. It's going to be the backing of that economy.
We're really looking at property and things like that for our next studio, our bigger studio.
Yeah, and Venezuela's got some of the cheapest money right now.
Sweet.
So we were just going to scoop that.
A lot of hot chicks in Venezuela, too.
That's always a good international house hunters. They find a lot of nice shit in Venezuela.
All right, guys. Thank you for coming.
Well, thanks for having us.
Send us all the information. We'll make sure to get everything posted in time.
Maybe we'll see you guys down at DragonCon.
Yeah.
We'll get you guys.
And you and I will talk about the Saturday for the Red Clay podcast recording.
Yeah, sounds great.
All right, guys. Steph, what's going on with the puppies?
Oh, just damn it. Hang on. I didn't have my copy here.
Keep it
canine. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So this Saturday... Barktown will be at JC Pet Shop on Haynesbridge Road in Johns Creek from 11:30 to 2:30, and I'll be there with my foster dog Sam Adams. So if anybody,
adorable by the way,
he is adorable, and he was shot in the leg down in Waycross by some piece of garbage, and then he wandered around the streets for 3 weeks begging for food, and he was all starving. Somebody got him to the shelter, and then we got him, and he's doing great now. He's driving us crazy, so adopt him.
Get him
the fuck out of my house. But he's doing. No, they named him that because they got him on the 4th of July. But we say that they call him Sam Adams because he's full of hops. Because he can't run. But either way,
he's a good tinsmith.
Yeah, he's beautiful. He's like a border collie something hound mix or whatever. But so that'll be this Saturday, Haynesbridge Road, Johns Creek, 11:30 to 2:30, JC Pet Shop. And I want to tell everybody thank you so much. The Gwinnett County, the Clear the Shelter event was a huge success. We had 87 adoptions.
Wow.
So everybody really came out. It was great. We really did clear the shelter. And I want to say, you know, I got my Strut Your Mutt thing coming up September 8th, 8 a.m. At Atlantic Station. And our listeners have been so generous. Michael Spittler donated $50.
Oh, man.
Matt Carter donated $250.
Whoa. Wow.
I was like, oh, my God, I almost fell out of my chair.
That's cool.
So thank you guys to every single one of you that have kicked in. Anybody else that feels like it, go to Strut Your Mutt. Find Barktown on there for the team, and then Stephanie, and then whatever.
We got to do a show out there one day. So we'll you know, down the road,
yeah,
we'll do a show from an adoption.
I would love that.
We'll do it.
I would truly love that. That would be very cool. But anyway, and that's it. So keep it canine.
Keep it canine.
Keep it canine. Say it.
So. Oh, keep it canine.
Yeah, man. Right. Don't leave us hanging.
Say it.
Keep it canine.